Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we are going to pray unto God. Then the Lord has given us a message. Prepare for something greater. I said prepare for something greater. The Lord is going to give us a word about preparation. Now, what I don't want us to do is to get confused about preparing something that the Lord is going to give us, or preparing to live, or preparing to die. God says no man or woman knows the day nor the hour. So there is really no concrete way to prepare to leave this earth. But this particular ministry is speaking about preparing for something greater that is given unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord says, while you are awake, he says, while you're living, you are able to prepare. He says, but once you're asleep, the preparation goes into a state of stagnation because we're asleep, and God wants us to awaken. And it does not mean a physical awakening, but it means to awaken to the possibilities of what the Lord can give us. So before I get excited and delighted and begin to magnify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in tonight at this moment, this hour, in order to hear a word from the Lord. There is always an encouragement when the Lord is able to just show us what we can expect. And I said that word very professionally, able, because God is able to do everything but fail. And so God is able to give you the desires of your heart. He's able to give you what you need. He's able to prepare you because he has prepared something for you. But we're going to go into the throne and we're going to pray unto God. And then we're going to come with the word. Then I'm going to give announcements and bid you good night. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for blessing us to wake up this morning, Lord. And you started us on our way. We realize and recognize that we pray that prayer each and every day because we know that we can't take life for granted. We can't take you for granted. We have to continue to work while it's day, because when night cometh, there is no way that we can work. We thank you, Lord, for the rich word that you have given, Lord. We thank you for blessing us and keeping us all day long, Heavenly Father, as we were up in the air flying, or as we were driving in our cars, or as we were just at home or at church or interacting with people or on our prospective jobs. Lord, you kept us, Lord, and we realize and understand that some people were called home, Lord, and we ask that you continue to bless those young people whose lives have been stripped from them because of evildoers, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the families who have lost someone, Heavenly Father, through violence, any type of loss, through something other than you, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to shield our youth, Lord, and would you help their hands to become hands of your service and their mouths, Lord. We ask, would you discipline their mouths where they will respect adults and they will respect authority, Lord, so that their lives may be prolonged, because we all know that hard-headedness causes us all to lose days and years of our lives, Lord. It's in the Bible. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you help us to continue to be role models and good citizens, Lord, where we can show these young people the way, Lord. Lord, we say have mercy on anyone, Heavenly Father, who has caused destruction or destroyed someone's life or taken someone's life or who is contemplating, Lord. Lord, we ask, have mercy on them, Lord, and we ask, would you bind their hands in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, would there just be a peace that surpasses all understanding, in which you help us, Lord Jesus, to continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask, would you help us to magnify who you are, magnify the word of God, not only through our words, but through our actions and our deeds, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask, would you bless the bereaved families, those who are going through something, Lord. We ask, would you be that angel of protection, Lord, and would you wrap your arms all around them, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you just bless this week, Lord, a very great Monday, Lord, a terrific Tuesday, Lord, just a wonderful Wednesday, just a Thanksgiving Thursday, Lord, and a forever Friday, Heavenly Father, and a super Saturday and a sanctified Sunday, Lord, and we start our week over, and we ask, would you help us to remain awakened so that we can continue to do your work and your will, and we can continue to go to the places that you would have us to go, Lord. We thank you for the intensity of the word. We thank you for the love of Jesus ministry, the host, and not just this ministry, Lord, but many more, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the doors. We thank you for those valley moments. We thank you for those mountain experiences, Lord. We ask, would you bless each person who is listening? Would you bless their families, their children, their spouses, Lord, their careers, their finances, Lord. And, Lord, as we were up in the air today, Lord, and in your word, you said that our net worth is not about how much money one has, but it's about how much knowledge of the word one has, Lord. And we thank you for the revelation. And we ask, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom, Lord, and would you consecrate our hearts and help us to give the word in a way that is acceptable and pleasing, Lord, and would you speak through me and to me as I teach the people your word, Lord. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never relinquish that of your sight. In Jesus' name, I said, in Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, amen. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood, the instrumental track, and we're going to allow the music to play softly in the background as we get ready to hear the teachings of God, and we want to be in the Spirit of God. And, you know, music is always good because it's a comforter, it's an international language that's understood by just everyone. And so we're going to allow that music to play in the background, and I want to give you what the Lord has given unto me, and we're going to read Corinthians 2 and 9. And we're talking about preparing for something greater. It says, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. That is 1 Corinthians 2:9. And the question that I have today that the Lord gave is, are you ready? A few weeks ago, I spoke about three different types of people, and I said we have those individuals who are thinking about following God, and those who are getting dressed, and then those who are actually walking in the will. And some have made it to the destination, but they're moving higher. And God says, each day is a day towards the will of God. Each day is a day that's closer. But the gist of this particular teaching is to remain awake. And it does not mean awake as in do not sleep. But God says you must work while you have time. And we want to talk about how to prepare for something greater. When we think about life and death, there is no preparation because God has those hours and he has those days already accounted for. But God says that once you understand and realize that he is getting ready to do something greater in your life, you must ready yourself, because you're going to go to different places and you're going to meet different people and you're going to have to speak a certain language and you're going to have to be able to have a certain disposition. Why? Because you are representing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has become your boss. He has become your authority. And so therefore, when you're walking in the authority of the Lord, you have to carry yourself a certain way. Not a dignified way where you can't reach people, but you have to carry yourself in such a way where people can see God when they see you. And so I'm going to give you what the Lord has given unto me when we begin to prepare for something greater. And the first thing the Lord says is pray that you will be aligned. He says many times we have to get our cars aligned so that they can drive smooth. And God says that you must pray that you continue to walk in the will of God. Because when you listen to people who have no idea what the Lord has told you, as I told you many times, and when you listen to your own self, sometimes you can walk out of the will. You can be so many miles from the will of God that you forget your purpose. Why did God send you to that place to minister to these people? Why did God send you this person in your life to minister to them? And God says you must pray that you remain in the will of God, because we live in an evil world where people will actually get you out of the will of God because you will lose character. But God says that you must pray in season and out of season that you continue to walk in the will and that the will is aligned with God. How do you do that? And many people are asking that question, and God says you have to remain prayerful in season and out of season. He says a track runner even runs when their season is not here yet, he says, because they are preparing. So as a runner for God, we must continue to pray, and we must continue to practice the will of God and be aligned. When we talk about alignment, God is saying walking. He says keep walking, which equates to the spiritual term of keep working for God. We're going to have many instances where we have open doors and we have many opportunities. But God says continue the good work that he has performed in you. He says, and add on to your previous work. So God is saying that you must continue to walk in what he has called you to do. He says, but you must continue to work while it is day. Then under that alignment, you must be living for God. It doesn't matter who you're in front of. It doesn't matter who you're behind or who you're beside. God says you must continue to live for him. Many times when the Lord is preparing you for something greater, you have opportunities to deviate from what the Lord has instructed you to do. You have opportunities to walk out of the will but still experience success. But God says you must continue to live for him and magnify him, because God will take you to greater heights. He says you will experience some greater heights if you get out of the will of God, but you will have to start all the way back over in the will of God in order to make it to your destination. So you'll just be going around in circles, and you will remain stagnated. So God says continue to live for him. What does that mean? It means praying, as we talked about. It means to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Work while it's day, because when night comes, no man or woman can work. God says, and continue to live for him. Live for God. Continue to magnify who God is. Continue to stay in the will of God. And then finally, we must believe in God. And when we talk about believing in God, we must understand that if God has said it, he's not a man that he should lie. Because God says, believe in him. We have to believe in God, and we have to have faith. Even if we can't see it, you hear it, you know, you've read about it, the Lord has revealed it unto you in a dream. God says, continue to believe in him, and that continues to be pray that you are aligned in the will, continue to walk in work, continue to live for God and believe in God. And that's the only thing you have to do. Then God says, number two, we're going to be surprised, because God is going to do some things that are going to blow our minds. He says, but in your surprise, he says, keep walking. But when you walk, he says, don't walk any kind of way, just like you don't go into the Lord's house any kind of way. He says, when you walk, you do so by faith and not by sight. He says, you have to trust him. You have to believe him, and you have to have some type of relationship with God in order to trust him, because God is going to take you to some unfamiliar places. He's going to open some doors that you've never been in. But God says you must continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And just because you can't see the end of the tunnel, God says keep walking, because what? He is with you always. He is with us always, and he's a comforter unto us. He says keep walking. It's something about the continuation of walking in the will of God in spite of everything, even if you don't know what's at the end of the tunnel. Then God says, work while it's day. He says, wake up. He says, work while it's day. Why? Because you don't know. We don't know what the next moment holds. God says, live each day with purpose. Live each day as if it was our last. He says, and live according to the will of God, so that you can make it to your destination. And God says, finally, live in your surprise. God is going to do some things that's going to blow our minds. He's going to give you things you never imagined. That's why he says, prepare. He's giving you a heads up, prepare for something greater. God did not bring you to this place just to leave you. God wants to elevate us. He wants to bring out who we are. He wants to bring out our niche, and he's going to open doors. But God says, live in your surprise. Don't just receive the benefits of God's glory and his grace and favor and mercy and then quit. God says, continue to live in your surprise. Continue to work as if you didn't have a surprise. Continue to be humble and magnify who God is. He says there must be a continuation. Then he says, awaken. A lot of us, he says, the reason why a lot of people aren't working in the churches and working in the communities is because everybody's asleep. And what he means, he says, our souls are dead, right? He says, so awaken and discover who God is. Discover what he can do, and discover how you can be in the will of God and how you can walk in the will of God. You will be awakened to light more than day. God says that because you're in the will of God, everything you do will be in the light where you can see that God is good, where you can see that you are on the right path, where you can see that God is able to do miraculous things. He's going to give you healing. He's going to give you power. He's going to give you favor and grace and mercy. But God says you must awaken, because just do this right now. Close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, you cannot see any light. But when you open your eyes, you can see. And God says even when you're in the darkness and you have your eyes open, you are still able to see the blackness within the room. That tells us that we are alive. And God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And that will be the light in those dark places. Amen. Then God says, be of service to others. You must be awakened to be of service to others. You must understand the temperature of the people you serve as you minister, as you teach, as you on the radio. You must understand that you must be of service to others. But in order to be of service, you must be awake. Can't be asleep. Then he says, minister the word. When we talk about ministry, it's not just about getting on air, telling people about God. It's not about standing in a pulpit telling people about God. God says that your ministry is your actions. You must act accordingly to what you believe. If you believe that Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, act like it. If you believe that God can do everything but fail, act like it. You know, we must, our words must measure up to our actions. And so God says, are you ready? He says, eyes have never seen, ears have never heard what the Lord can do. But the question is, are you ready? And let's recap. God says, pray that you continue to walk in the will. He says, keep walking and working for God. Then he says, live for God. Magnify who God is. Glorify who God is. Then believe in God. Believe that he can do everything but fail. And then God says he's going to do so many great things in our lives. And we're going to start it off this week. We're going to kick it off. He says that we're going to be surprised. He says, but even in your surprise, he says, continue to walk by faith and not by sight. When God opens a door and you're thinking, Lord, you sure you want me to walk through that door? And the Lord's like, yes, because the Lord has already prepared you. You're already ready. He wouldn't open a door if you wasn't ready. But you're going to have to not only believe in God, but believe in yourself and believe that you can do it through Christ. Okay? So we walk by faith and not by sight. And even in your surprises, God says, continue to work and live in your surprise. Don't stop just because God has given you some things that will sustain you for maybe the rest of your life. God says, continue to work, continue to watch, and continue to be obedient unto him. Then he says, awaken. It's a commandment by God. He says, awaken to the light. You must see the light. You must work while it's day, because when night cometh, no one is able to work. And you must service others. You can service others better when you're awake. Then he says, minister the word. Minister the word not only through getting on stage or getting on the radio speaking about God. He says, but through your actions. Your actions is a walking church and a living Bible. And we have to make sure that we are living up to the standards of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we serve a God who is just wonderful. We serve a God who is just great. And so we must continue to magnify who God is. We must continue to glorify who God is. Okay? So we must continue to do all of these things, because we serve a true and living God. Right? Now then, let us go to the announcements. All right. And the announcement says, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, journalists, anyone with a positive, just gesture or word, please Facebook Alfreda Love, that's ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, just continue to pray unto God. Pray for your family. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself, and be sure to pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why do we put all of our family members in one line? Because we're all on one accord. Amen. God said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let's have the mind of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's uplift and pray one for another. In addition to that, just make sure that you mark your calendar so far for the second Saturday in June, as we will have a youth event at the Bellmead Civic Center, and I will give you more information as I receive more information. I want to thank all of my new connections. I want to thank all of my the journalists, and I want to encourage you to review my hub pages. It's under, if you go to Hub Pages and click on Alfreda Love, that's AlfredaLove, that will be wonderful. I usually speak on education, religion, politics, history, you name it. I speak on all of those different things, so please go to those Hub Pages and check that out. In addition to that, just make sure, as I said before, you continue to just love one another and support each other in everything that you do. Speaking of support, we will have Miss Patrice Tankard on tomorrow, and she will let us know about her music, and she will give us some great insight. This week is a field weekend with many artists, many people that I will interview from all over the world, so be sure to check in with me on my Facebook page at ALFREDALOVE. I will have updates. I will let you know who's coming on the ministry. We have Miss Sabrina Lawton. She's an expert fitness individual. She's going to come on. We have Psalmist Joyce Surreal. She's going to come on as well. And we have some other individuals who is going to come on, and they're going to bless us real good with the gifts that the Lord our God has given unto them. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. If anyone online, because I have about 30 people, if anyone online wants to say something, please just chime in. You can say something at any time. But I really appreciate everyone for listening to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I want you guys just to continue to pray. We live in a world that is just evil sometimes, and we have to pray one for another, and we have to continue to keep our youth lifted up in prayer. I was reading about a gentleman, I believe from New York, who was shot and killed as he was walking with his cousin, and we pray for that family. And it's not just, well, I'm going to pray for the individuals that I know and the individuals who are in my community or the individuals who are in a community that I'm familiar with. We're uplifting and praying for each and every person, because we have to pray. Before your children leave the house, pray over them. It's very important. We live in a day and time now that, you know, you leave and you don't know if you're coming back or not. Amen? And we have to pray. We have to be covered by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I pray for all of those individuals who seek to destroy others. I pray that their hands be bound, and I pray that their hearts be changed to love, because this world is in a terrible fix, and God is looking for prophets. He's looking for ministers. He's looking for regular people to spread the word of God, not only the word of God, but to live the word of God each and every day. And we have to pray for these children who are against their parents and parents against their children. We ask God to break those yokes and to bring love into the mix. We have to pray for hard-headedness. We have to pray for disobedience. As I said before, we're just living in a world that's in a terrible fix, and it's not all of the children. It's not all of the youth, but it's a great majority, and we're going to address that issue. We talk about different things such as, you know, you have to be a parent to understand students or children, and that's not true, because some people who have children, they don't even understand their own children, amen? So we all have to work together to help one another, especially with our youth, because, you know, our youth need help. Our youth really need help, and we must work together as a unified body. And so I just want you to continue. The youth have been on my mind for some time now, because many things are happening to them, you know, and we just ask God, would he continue to uplift and empower them to make better decisions, and, you know, just to help them to walk in the right paths and to do the right thing. And that's what we ask God, and we praise God for those things. But I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry tonight. I ask that you come back tomorrow as I welcome Sister Patrice Tankard to the platform of the Love Live Jesus Ministry and Talk Show. She is a psalmist. She is just a phenomenal lady. She is a sister of Mr. Ben Tankard, who is phenomenal in the gospel industry. He has his own show. And the Tankards are very good people. And so I encourage you to check out their show, and also to listen to Sister Patrice Tankard as I welcome her onto the ministry on tomorrow. And then I will give you a list of all of the individuals I'm interviewing this week, because I have a lot. And so once again, I just thank each and every one of you. I hope you enjoyed the background music. Amen. And I hope that you have a great week, you know, marvelous Monday. and just continue to trust in God and continue to do His holy will. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.